Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about how authentic action accomplishes goals. These are ways to move you closer to goal achievement or helping you to really get the job done. So let's get right into it. Oh, before we get right into it, I have a few workshops coming up, you guys, and these are live workshops. They're going to be at various locations in Jacksonville, Florida. You can go to patcouncil.com/Power Achievers Workshops and you can check them out, or you can just go to patcouncil.com. You'll see workshops in the menu. Click on it and choose your workshop. They are only a limited number of people will be allowed at each workshop because my workshops are highly interactive and I'm very hands-on, and I really like for people to walk out with solid plans, real clarity, and so you each get to participate in a big way. So if it's too many people, you don't get answers to your questions, you don't get to outline your plans the way you want to. And so check it out. And if you're interested, just go ahead and send your information to me, and you'll see it all at patcouncil.com/Power Achievers Workshop. You'll see the details there. Okay, let's get back to how authentic action accomplishes goals. Now, really, I should have said how authenticity helps you accomplish goals, because the truth of the matter is you have to be an authentic person before you can accomplish your goals, or before you can accomplish goals that mean something, that are meaningful to you. Being authentic, that helps you stay the course. So I am going to give you three reasons why being authentic, taking this authentic action, will help you accomplish your goals. It will move you closer to your to goal achievement a lot faster. On this Tone It Up Tuesday, of course, we talk about your physical environment, meaning your physical body and physical things that you own, house, car, how to really make that connection with yourself so that you can make things happen in this physical realm. If you want a new house and you set goals for more money, these are all physical things. And so it is important that we pay attention to our physical self. So let's talk a little bit about this authentic action and accomplishing your goals. First of all, as I said, you know, before you can take authentic action, you have to be an authentic person. So being authentic makes it easier for you to hold yourself accountable. So that's my first point, is that when you are an authentic person, a person who says, you know what, this is who I am, and yeah, I'm on this journey, I'm growing, and I may make mistakes along the way, have made mistakes in the past, but hey, this is who I am today, and this is who I aspire to be tomorrow. That's a person who's authentic. A person doesn't feel like they owe this entire world an explanation for who they are and the challenges that they've gone through. Now, I share some of my challenges, not because I'm explaining it to you guys, but so that you guys can see that when I share information with you, I have been through some things and I have solved these challenges, overcome these obstacles, and I'm able to help you to by sharing not just my experience, but what has developed into a kind of expertise in certain areas. Does it mean I know it all? Absolutely not. But does it mean that the things that I share with you, been there, done that? Most of it. The things that I haven't done, I'm usually pretty upfront about saying, hey, I read this or I got this idea from someone, but I do my best to let you guys know that what I'm sharing with you, these are things that I know work. So being authentic, that makes it easier for you to hold yourself accountable. In other words, if you say, hey, I'm going to exercise 6 days a week and you only exercise 5 days a week, something in you says, wait a minute, you are so not keeping it real with yourself. You're not being honest with yourself. And you made this promise to yourself. And if you're not going to do this, then you can't go out and tell other people that, hey, I exercise 6 days a week, because now you're not being authentic. And now you're so not telling the truth. So authenticity will help you to be more accountable. Not only that, because of the responsibility that comes with being authentic, you will want to honor what you say. And so as a result of that, whatever goals you set, you're going to work to make it happen, and you're going to stay with your plan. Of course, unless you discover that there are some things within your plan that some things that aren't working. So being authentic makes it easier to be accountable. Now, here is number two. Authenticity, it ensures that you only set goals you are intentional about achieving. Because when you're authentic, you're setting goals that work for you, goals that inspire you, goals that you're passionate about, and not goals that will make everyone else happy, or not goals that will please your ego. You are setting goals that will excite you. Goals that will make you the person who wakes up early in the morning and say, you know what, you know, I'm going to get my exercise done, or I'm going to look at my things to do list. And I know there are different schools of thought on the things to do list, and I haven't done my research on that, but I have to tell you, a things to do list, it works for me. And so, but when you can stick with being that authentic person, whatever's on that list, you're going to work to get it done. And then when you have things that are on the list that are not taking you closer to your goals, well, you will also get rid of those. Okay, you won't have a problem. You won't let your ego do your thinking. You won't let your ego do your talking. You won't let someone else tell you that you should keep it because they would keep it on their list. Your authenticity guarantees you that you're going to be the person who, let's say, not only basks in your individuality, but you are going to be the person who absolutely loves being you, and a person who loves taking responsibility for you. Authenticity allows us to step outside of codependency. It allows us to own up to things that we need to own up to. So authenticity is very powerful. And when you can do that, your energy is going to make that shift that will draw your goals closer to you. Here's a third point. When you are taking that authentic action, and you are operating in just pure authenticity as best as you can, it helps you admit that you need help. It helps you admit that you can't do this alone, or that you don't know enough about this particular subject. And it doesn't mean that the goal is not supposed to be achieved by you. But just like we had to go to school and learn different things, just like regardless of what language you speak, you have to learn it from hearing someone else speak that language. So we learn from one another. We learn from others. We learn from people who've been there, done that. And I have to say this as a kind of an aside. That's why I'm so proud of or excited about doing Design Your Life Today, because the information I share, it's based on my experiences or books that I've actually read. So I don't just recommend books because they're on the bestsellers list and go, oh, and everybody's saying, oh, it's such a good book. If I haven't read it, then I'm not going to recommend it to you. And a lot of the things that I'm sharing with you, I've been there, done that. The setbacks that I share, you know, physical setbacks, you know, the setbacks that happen as a result of the economy tanking, all of these things, you know, I've been, you know, upfront and sharing this with you guys. And if you're just tuning into Designing Your Life Today, the show has been around since 2008. So I kind of shared everything back then, and periodically I will mention it today so that you guys can see that, wait a minute, she's been through some things. And not only that, but the success tips that I'm sharing with you, the tips that are going to help you to build that ultimate life and to build that ultimate business, I've taught others how to do the exact same thing. So I'm not just a person who's winging it. I'm not just a person who's quoting someone else who's successful and I have no track record. So my point is, in the name of authenticity, I had to throw that in there. And back to being able to admit, well, let me say this. You know, even though I've been through all of that, done all of those things, taught people to be successful, that does not mean that I know everything. So because I am an authentic person, I have no problem asking for help. When it comes to my physical fitness, yeah, I got a trainer and I kind of learned how to work out better. And I actually got a nutritionist. I attended a class so I could learn how to eat properly, what I should be eating, what I shouldn't eat, what works for my body, what doesn't work. So I went to my physician and I got a complete physical because I wanted to make sure that when I jump out here and I start doing this exercise and everything that I'm doing, you know, that, hey, my body can take it, that I didn't have to work up to it. And I'm not just pushing myself because I want to get somewhere fast. That's not what it's about. So the point is, I don't have a problem asking for help in areas where I feel like I need help. So if you need help, if you're authentic, then you will admit that you need help and you won't be too proud to ask for it. You won't be too proud to go and ask someone, hey, you know what? I want to increase my profits in my business. So I may need to take this online course. I may need to take this workshop. And or you may say, hey, I need to become more focused. So I really need some tips on how to be focused because I'm brand new at running a home-based business. Or if you want to get physically fit, you know, I am so not the person to come to for that type of coaching. And that's why as of today, that I don't offer that as an online course. And I don't offer that as a live workshop. But here's the thing, even though I don't offer that because I have to get someone to help me with that, the point, I still believe that, because I'm working at it, because I'm learning so much, once I reach a certain goal, hey, I may very well offer it because then I'll know what to share with you guys. But then again, I don't know. That's kind of not my area of expertise. I do work to stay in my lane and stick with my talents. So, but you never know what's going to come in the future because, you know, we're constantly evolving. So I may surprise myself and I may surprise you. So anyway, back to being authentic. If you want to move closer to goal achievement, then you have to be very honest with yourself. Authenticity will help you be honest with you. I think that sometimes we don't want to be honest with ourselves because we feel like if we say something that isn't good or we're not good at something or we need help with something, that somehow means that we're inadequate. No, the fact that you are constantly working on achieving the exact same goal over and over and over and not moving forward, it doesn't mean that you're inadequate, but that behavior does indicate that you're not operating in authenticity because you're trying to be someone that you're not. So you want to really step into authenticity. It's a very powerful thing. Now, before we wrap up, I want to say this to you guys. I always, you know, this is a two caveat show. Here's my second caveat. Authenticity does not mean you go around telling people, hey, let me tell you about yourself because I'm just keeping it real. I'm just being honest. No. Okay. That's just keeping it real negative and that's keeping it real annoying. Authenticity is all about you, your behavior, how you deal with you, how you respond to you, how you actually make a connection with you. So think about that and recognize the power of authenticity. With that being said, think about this. When it's time for you to exercise or do whatever it takes to master your physical environment, take a moment and write down what you think you need to do. And if you are ready to step into that role, then make that promise to yourself that, hey, I'm going to do this and be very authentic and be very honest and be very upfront about making it happen. Okay. Hey, listen, you guys, I think that's all I have for you, except to once again remind you, check out patcouncil.com. /powersachievers workshops, and you can see some of the mini workshops that I have coming up. And stay tuned, because later in the week, you'll also be able to check out some of my brand new online courses. They're exciting. They're informative. And you guys, they are designed to help you move the needle in your life. Well, I think that is it. You know what? Have an amazing day and keep your attention on building your ultimate life and building your ultimate business and do life with power. We'll chat with you guys tomorrow on Wonderful Wednesday.